Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
All right, welcome. We're going to jump right in with our review of Season 1, Episode 2 of The Flash. This was a really good episode coming off of the really strong premiere. The Freak of the Week for this week is Multiplex or Captain Clone, whatever you want to call him, Danton Black.
I think Multiplex is the comic book name.
Yeah. I called him Mr. Sextuplet until I found out that he could become more people than six. So
that doesn't work.
Yep. Anyways, he can turn himself, he can clone himself. That's his superpower. So, I'm just going to go down through the list, basically things that happened in order, things that I really liked, things I noticed. The CSI kind of stuff that Barry Allen was doing, like when he goes to the crime scene, where he's like looking at the floor and he can see that there's six different sets of shoes and he can see the shoe size and like the way they highlight that on the show. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that I like that in the first two episodes they have that and they kind of go away from that after that, which is kind of disappointing because that's a cool way to look at it and see sort of see how Barry's brain works in those situations. But
yeah, but it's cool knowing that he's that observant. He can pick that stuff out. So
right.
That's almost one of his superpowers.
Yeah.
And so he's running around, he's rescuing people from fires and whatnot, and he's like getting a weird headache. And so this is the very first thing, like I thought they were going to have him like try to start finding some of his weaknesses, figure out what he's still figuring out what his powers mean and how he can use them and stuff. I really like the flashbacks that they're having when he's a kid and he's talking to Detective Joe and Iris. It's really nice to have that character development alongside the present day instead of like spending an episode on it or setting that all up first. And so because they pack so much stuff into the first episode, it's nice to be able to have these little flashbacks to get some character development.
Right. Yeah, he's full on Flash, you know, 30 minutes into his first appearance. So they don't have a lot of time to spend on that backstory.
Yeah.
In the first episode.
And then I have a feeling I'm going to keep repeating this, but just the things that remind me of Smallville that make me really happy. The like funny little, I don't know if you call it an inside joke, but like the ironic jokes where like Iris asks him at one point, how fast can you run home? And he's like,
oh yeah,
pretty fast. Speaking of Iris, something that I picked up on in this episode is that she's an absolutely terrible journalist. They go to this event that she's supposed to be covering. First of all, she does is hang around at the police station. I don't ever see her doing her job, but this is the first time we see her doing her job. She didn't bring a notepad. She's not taking notes or anything. She has somebody else there to just explain what happened to her. He's basically doing her job for her.
Right.
She wants to drink on the job, and she's just like, LOL, I cannot drink. And then the person that she's there to see, he's running away, and she's like, can I get a quote? Oh, wait, never mind. I guess I'll just make something up.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's... Yeah, I can't believe they did that. That changes pretty quickly. She becomes, like, competent. I don't know what they were going for there, but yeah, she's really bad in the first few episodes at her job.
Yeah, but like at the end, she already gets better at it because she's already putting the pieces together about the red blur, they are not calling it the Flash yet. But
yeah,
so I'm like, is she good at her job or not? I think it was just supposed to be funny, but it's just talking about the last episode. I didn't really care. I didn't even know the names of Cisco and Caitlin. I didn't care about them yet. Already, I do like them. I really like Cisco. He's funny. He just has like these different just one-liners that are funny. Like he's talking about the treadmill that he souped up. He's like, this got Cisco'd.
Yeah, I'm glad you're liking Cisco better because I liked him, and I know you weren't too happy with him after the first episode, but he is a lot of fun he becomes an interesting character in his own right.
Yeah, and like they set it up in the first one that like Caitlin is like not smiling and she's like just the somber character, and they just kind of I guess that's her backstory, but they kind of went away from that. So now she gets to actually interact in fun ways with the other characters.
Yeah, and they'll get into her backstory a little bit more coming up, so you'll see why she is like she is.
Yeah. And then one of the other funny things was when they found out, so that dealing with those limits that Barry's trying to figure out, his limitations, the first thing that they find is that his metabolism is super fast, like every other thing in his body, and so he needs to eat a ton of food. And Cisco says something like, you need 850 tacos, unless they have cheese and guac, and then in that case, I need to go recalculate.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
That was probably the hardest I laughed during the episode.
I've heard somewhere, I don't remember where I got this from, but somebody said that Cisco sort of represents the audience, and it's like, he says everything that we would be thinking.
That's awesome.
It sounds ridiculous, but when, like, everything he says, you could see coming from, like, a comic book fan's mouth when they're watching the show.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just funny when you look at it like that.
Yeah. And then, so they fix the issue he's developed. It's just kind of a throwaway line. Like, hey, I made these high-calorie protein bars that you're going to eat now. So,
yeah, it's amazing how scientifically genius they are. Let's just solve world hunger in an hour and just give it to the Flash. But, you know, it's one of those things you've got to overlook at comic book movies and stuff.
Yeah. One of the next things that happens is Detective Joe, I'm just going to call him Detective Joe from now on, he finds the, like, secret hidden, not really secret hidden, board that Barry Allen has about his dad and his mom being murdered. Like, it's just a piece of paper in front of it that you can just pull up. Yeah. So, he shouldn't be that shocked that somebody found it.
Yeah, it's not hidden very well. I'm shocked that nobody had seen it sooner. And we don't know how long Barry was working there, but yeah, it's not well hidden.
Yeah. Something else is, like, I guess nobody else is working at Star Labs now, but I just wonder how bad the security is. Like, they don't have a security system because people are just walking in.
Budget cuts. They can't afford, you know, home video cameras or whatever.
Right.
That will not get better.
Yeah,
that'll be a recurring thing. Anybody wants to get into Star Labs, they can do it.
Yeah, but it is cool that Detective Joe is showing up, and he's already interacting with Star Labs, these people, Cisco and Caitlin, whatnot. And there's, like, the little bit of tension where he's telling Barry, "Hey, you can't do this. You can't be a hero." But then finds out that he was wrong and that he can't be a hero. So it's nice that they. I was a little worried that they were just going to be mad at each other for a long time and, like, be kind of at odds, but I'm glad that they made up in this episode.
Yeah, they didn't drag out the drama with that too much. And, you know, you can see that they are adults, even if they act childish sometimes. But it's sort of a mature father-son relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, and then tugging at your heartstrings towards the end where... He's like, I'm not your dad. He's like, well, you did all the stuff that a dad does, so you are my dad.
Yeah, the only thing unfortunate about that episode is when Barry has to force in his line whenever there's an adopted kid. He's got to force in, oh, you're not my father. Well, okay. Okay. That's a really jerk thing to say.
Right.
At least you fixed it at the end.
The special effects in this is obviously way ahead of where Smallville was season one, so... There's two really cool shots I like. The first one was when he freezes time almost because he's going so fast, and he tells Iris how he feels about her and, like, wants to tell her how fast he is. And, like, so he's running around her while she's pouring sugar in her coffee. That's an awesome shot. And then...
It's almost unrealistic. Like...
Yeah.
I mean, if he goes... Right now, he's been able to go, what, like 800 miles an hour? That's a lot faster if he can... Stop. Basically, it's almost like he's stopping time, but maybe I don't know. I don't know the physics on that. I haven't calculated it.
Yeah, and then doing that, and none of the papers go flying or anything. But
you just
gotta ignore that. That's the whole part of being a comic book, that you just gotta ignore those things sometimes.
Yeah, they're fun to point out, but I mean, it definitely doesn't ruin the show for me or anything.
Oh yeah,
I don't care about that. It's just funny to talk about.
And then, in the similar vein, when Multiplex has, like, created a whole army of himself towards the end, and Barry has to fight his way through all of those, and it's, like, slow motion, but he's going fast, bouncing off of them like a pinball machine to get to the prime, Danton and beat him. That's a really, really cool shot.
Yeah. Yeah, the special effects are, like, I'm not a big special effects guy. I don't really care either way. But, I mean, I definitely think they're good, and there's nothing that really takes you out of it for a relatively small budget show, you know?
Yeah. And then, can't get out of this episode without talking about the next bombshell ending. So Dr. Wells stabs Simon Stagg and says that he does it to protect the Flash.
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
So he goes from me thinking he's a bad guy to me thinking he's a good guy.
So what do you think about him? What do you think? Why would he do that?
That I don't, I honestly don't know. So maybe he is Barry from the future and he's protecting himself. Or maybe he is another incarnation of the Flash from a different universe protecting. Maybe this is Prime Flash or whatever you want to call it. This is Earth One and this is the actual Flash. And so a Flash from another Earth is coming here to protect him.
Interesting.
Other than that, I don't know. Somebody from the future protecting somebody protecting him for some reason.
Yeah, I won't touch on your I won't touch on your theories because I know, obviously. But I know what happens, but I like that what the Flash does is they have the end of episode things like that, the little short stingers. They're almost post-credit scenes, except they're before the credits, but mm-hmm. they usually sort of lead into the next episode, and it's like, it almost leaves you on a cliffhanger, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, and it wraps it up because, like, the whole episode, I'm like, are we not going to see Dr. Wells do something bad? Like, I think he's this bad guy that's probably trying to control the Flash or something. And I'm like, oh, he's meeting up with Simon Stagg. They're going to team up and try to control the Flash and take advantage of him. And then I just did not see that coming at all. So that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely very mysterious.
Yeah. So overall, a great second episode, I think. I mean, if it keeps going this way, this is definitely going to be a great show. My favorite parts from this episode were the fight at the end where he's fighting the army of Multiplex. The fact that they made the team back at the lab, Cisco and Caitlin, more useful. And so, like, they're the command center now, watchtower, whatever you want to call it, that they're finding all the things he needs to do and telling him where to do it and taking care of him. And then, obviously, the bombshell ending with Dr. Wells.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you're liking it. I hope that continues, obviously. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up for episode 2 of The Flash. We'll talk to you later with episode 3.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.